For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Word is that legislators in the ongoing special session could vote as early as tomorrow here in Connecticut on a bill that would effectively allow anyone to vote absentee in the November presidential election if they want to. State Republicans are fighting the idea every step of the way, saying expanded mail-in voting is extremely vulnerable to fraud. Reuters reporter Andy Sullivan has written on this, and he joins me now. Andy, based on your reporting, do Connecticut Republicans have a point?
When it comes to concerns about fraud or security, not really. People have been voting by mail across the country for more than 20 years. The states that have been doing it for the longest time say they have very few problems. There are a handful of documented cases of fraud in states like Oregon and Washington that conduct all of their elections by mail. That's not really different from any other state.
Yeah, I even saw the Heritage Foundation, renowned as a conservative think tank. I think they came up with 14 cases out of double digits millions, like 14 million votes cast. They came up with 14 total cases. Have you seen that study?
Yes. And in fact, the most high profile cases of fraud we've seen tend to involve people running for office, not voters. You might recall there was a congressional election in North Carolina that was invalidated and they had to run it again because a campaign worker was taking absentee ballots and filling them out himself.
So does that not prove the point in some way? I mean, if this person could do it, why can't others?
Well, the election experts I've talked to say that there are ways to prevent that from happening. And the main way is to make it easier for people to cast mail-in ballots. Some states, like North Carolina, require you to get two signatures from different witnesses before you drop it in the mail. So if you're at home alone, it might be harder to find that. So if some guy comes to your door and offers to act as a witness, that could be an invitation for fraud.
Well, let's take a look at the idea of a thief getting a hold of these ballots. And here in Connecticut, they're putting these drop boxes that are bolted solid to the ground. So chances are you're not running away with the drop box. Now, then you'd have to get it before it gets in the drop box or after somehow it gets in the drop box. But let's say you're enterprising enough to do that. Once a thief gets a hold of a bunch of these ballots, what can they do with them?
Well, presumably they could dump them in the river or just not file them. But there are other states that have systems in place that allow you to know when your ballot has been received by the elections office, when it's been counted. Arizona, Maricopa County, for example, notifies people by text message. So you have that assurance that once you've dropped your ballot in the mail that they received it.
Another point you hear from Connecticut Republicans is that, well, I mean, the voter rolls are not accurate. There are plenty of dead people getting ballots. What about that?
That is a concern in every state. If you've got voter rolls, you've got to keep them up to date. The election experts I talked to say mail-in voting actually makes that less of a problem because they're in constant communication with their voters, sending them out notifications, et cetera. Also, many states have requirements that if an address is invalid, the USPS can't deliver that piece of mail. So it's returned to the office. So say you move out of your house and they send your ballot to me, I'm not going to get it because the Postal Service is just going to return it.
Why don't groups complain about the vulnerability of other voting methods, specifically of voting machines?
There's been a lot of complaints about that over the years. In fact, if you look at the most recent Georgia primary elections that happened a few months ago, I'm sure you heard reports about long lines, people not being able to cast their ballots, machines breaking down. So there's all sorts of problems associated with voting in person, let alone the concerns about getting exposure to COVID.
Do you have any idea how fraud inherent in mail-in voting compares with other methods, like voting with machines and others?
All types of election fraud is extremely rare. I mean, to the point where it's a statistical impossibility. Well, it's all extremely rare. Vanishingly rare is what people say. People who have studied this find, you know, a couple dozen examples when they look at dozens of years of voting.
By most estimates, it looks like about five times as many voters in Connecticut are said to vote absentee this November than is typical in a presidential election here. Has increased volume of that type made mail-in voting systems more vulnerable in the 34 states that do allow more widespread voting by mail?
I think election administrators face a unique challenge this year because of this sudden increase in mail-in voting. They're going to have to do a lot of work on the back end to prepare for counting this many more ballots than they would in a typical year. I went and looked it up. About 8.5% of Connecticut voters voted by mail or voted absentee in 2016. So it's not like the state is set up already to handle this large increase. That's something they're going to have to work on.
And the Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill, again, she's talked about putting ballot boxes in every town, two in the biggest towns, bolted to the ground. So, I mean, I think the biggest problem here is going to be, and I think probably anywhere, is going to be finding enough people to work the polls for people who do want to come in, I mean, so we can avoid those long lines.
That's true. One election administrator I spoke to said that he thinks we're going to need 1 million more poll workers this year because the people who tend to volunteer tend to be older. Those are the ones who are most vulnerable to COVID, so there might be a high rate of absenteeism among election workers this year. One way people can help out is by volunteering.
You've probably already answered this, but I wanted to just specifically reference something in your article on this subject. You wrote that routine methods and the decentralized nature of U.S. elections make it hard to interfere with mailed ballots. Could you expound on that?
Yeah, this is a scenario that Attorney General William Barr raised a few weeks ago, saying that Russia or whoever might be able to mail out fake ballots. The people I talked to say that that's just flat out impossible, because in every county, you've got dozens of different races. You know, you're not just voting for president or governor. You're voting for your mayor. You're voting for your town council. You're voting for school board. You might be voting for, you know, a local judge. And so in every county, they might have hundreds of different ballot designs, depending on what block you live in, what neighborhood you live in. So you can't really fake that. Another thing is that these are mailed out on very specific types of paper with specific marks that will allow the machine to line up and read them. The paper has to be a certain weight. Sometimes they use special inks. It's very hard to fake that.
Andy Sullivan of Reuters, thank you so much for weighing in on this.
My pleasure. Thanks for your time.